In this episode, we delve into the increasingly critical issue of FDA diversity mandates and their transformative impact on clinical trial strategies. The evolving regulatory landscape necessitates a proactive and systematic approach to diversity, moving beyond mere compliance to integrate it as a central element of clinical development.
Precisely, Sophia. The cost of trial delays, coupled with the ethical imperative of equitable access to healthcare, underscores the urgency of compliance. What was once considered guidance has solidified into formal requirements, making diversity action plans mandatory for most clinical development programs. This shift reflects a fundamental recognition that medicines must be tested on populations reflecting those who will ultimately use them, solidifying the importance of representative enrollment.
The implications are far-reaching, directly influencing approval timelines, labeling decisions, and even post-market requirements. Sponsors, investigators, and patients themselves now view diversity not as a mere checkbox, but as a strategic imperative requiring meticulous planning from the outset of development. This involves a shift from reactive, afterthought approaches to proactive integration into protocol design, site selection, and recruitment strategies.
Indeed. Patient advocacy groups are playing a more assertive role, demanding not just numerical representation, but genuine engagement with underrepresented communities. This convergence of regulatory requirements and stakeholder expectations has elevated diversity from a peripheral concern to a central element of clinical development strategy. This demands a comprehensive and nuanced approach.
At Theranovex, we've developed a diversity compliance framework that operationalizes these regulatory requirements. This framework begins with regulatory intelligence, where we continuously monitor and analyze evolving FDA expectations to ensure our client strategies remain aligned with current guidelines. This involves detailed tracking of precedents set in regulatory interactions across various therapeutic areas, providing insights that go beyond standard published guidance.
Our methodology is unique in its integrated approach. It seamlessly blends regulatory and operational perspectives. Our Diversity Action Plan Development Service unites regulatory experts, recruitment specialists, and community engagement professionals. This collaborative approach produces plans that not only meet FDA standards but are also genuinely practical and implementable. We avoid the trap of aspirational statements that lack the concrete, evidence-based strategies necessary to withstand regulatory scrutiny.
We also conduct diversity feasibility assessments, evaluating each protocol against demographic data to identify potential enrollment gaps. This informed analysis guides protocol modifications, site selection, and targeted recruitment approaches designed to achieve representative enrollment. But it doesn't end with planning. Effective execution and thorough documentation are just as critical.
Absolutely. Our diversity metrics dashboard offers real-time monitoring of enrollment patterns, allowing for immediate intervention should any representation gaps emerge. This continuous oversight is further reinforced by our regulatory documentation service, which ensures that all diversity-related activities are meticulously recorded in formats suitable for inclusion in regulatory submissions. This comprehensive approach has yielded demonstrable success.
One example involves a Phase 3 cardiovascular program. The sponsor received feedback questioning their diversity strategy at the end of Phase 2 meeting. Our framework helped them develop a comprehensive action plan that not only satisfied FDA concerns but also established a new company standard. This involved protocol modifications, site selection prioritizing diverse populations, and partnerships with community organizations. The result? Enrollment closely mirrored cardiovascular disease prevalence across demographic groups, earning the sponsor specific FDA commendation in their approval letter.
Another compelling case involved an oncology development program. We identified significant disparities in enrollment patterns, particularly affecting Hispanic and Black patients. By deploying targeted strategies, including culturally sensitive materials, partnerships with advocacy groups, and sites with proven success in diverse recruitment, the sponsor exceeded regulatory expectations. This wasn't just about approval. It resulted in population-specific analyses that significantly strengthened the product's labeling and market position. It's a testament to the power of a truly integrated, proactive approach.
And perhaps the most striking example is the case of a sponsor who received a complete response letter due to insufficient diversity data for a diabetes medication. After implementing our framework, they not only addressed the specific deficiencies, but established a sustainable diversity approach throughout their pipeline. The resubmitted application received priority review and approval, generating an estimated additional $200 million in revenue, a clear demonstration of the financial benefits of proactive diversity management. It reminds me of that joke. What do you call a lazy kangaroo? Pouch potato. I hope that lightened the mood somewhat.
Indeed, Sophia. The financial benefits underscore the fact that effective diversity compliance isn't just an ethical imperative. It's a strategic advantage. For sponsors, it accelerates approval timelines and strengthens market position. For CROs, it becomes a significant competitive differentiator. And for sites, it translates to more trial opportunities and stronger sponsor relationships.
Hey, beyond the regulatory and financial aspects, effective diversity strategies also yield significant scientific benefits, leading to more confident prescribing across various population groups and stronger market uptake. To conclude, integrating diversity planning into the earliest stages of clinical development is not merely a regulatory compliance issue. It is a strategic imperative that holds significant value for sponsors, CROs, and sites alike. This holistic approach creates an ethical and scientific win-win situation.
In essence, proactive diversity planning isn't just about avoiding regulatory setbacks. It's about strengthening the science, accelerating approvals, and expanding market potential. We encourage you to proactively integrate these best practices into your next clinical development program. This ensures you're not just complying with regulations, but actively fostering a more equitable and scientifically robust clinical research landscape. Thank you for joining us.